Steve Burns from our WMAL newsroom is at the scene right now.
Hey, hi, Steve. Guys. I'm at the outfield fence, right behind the outfield fence of this field. It's still, of course, ringed by police and fire, flashing lights everywhere, and yellow police tape all around the field. And as you heard from the senator there, there are high fences all the way around the entire field here. It's not just behind home plate. There are high fences everywhere here, and there are trees basically ringing the field around first down home and back up the third base side. So I can imagine it would be pretty difficult to tell where those shots would be coming from. There's still baseballs scattered all throughout the field here. There's a basket of baseballs at the mound, and the batting cage is still out here. It's clear that things were interrupted here very quickly.
Steve, could you describe what the emergency response is right now at the field, what it looks like?
Yeah, there's. I had trouble parking here because there were so many police and cones set up here. It's basically flashing lights everywhere you look all around the baseball field. There's a fire truck on the first base side with a police car right in front of it. There's another fire truck right behind home plate. An ambulance is on the other side of that. It's kind of eerily quiet here right now as obviously they're working the scene right now. And just like everyone else, we're all trying to figure out exactly what happened here. I passed probably five or six neighbors there, some of them just in silence. One woman was walking her dog away from the scene. I passed another two, overheard them talking about the sounds that they heard. And at first, after the first few pops, this woman thought it was a transformer problem. But after, you know, a few dozen of those, she knew it was something much worse.
Police now say a total of five people were wounded at this morning's congressional baseball practice in Alexandria's Del Rey neighborhood.
Bill, we're still waiting on official word from police on who those five are and the severity of those injuries, though other congressmen have confirmed Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana was among those shot. The suspect is in custody and is among those taken to the hospital. Alexandria Police Chief Michael Brown says this happened just after 7 this morning.
At that time, there was a practice team event with a baseball team. Folks that were representing some folks on the hill. We were there within 3 minutes.
This is a pretty residential area of Alexandria. Houses are just beyond the outfield fence, and neighbors told me they thought the pops may have been a transformer or electrical problem until there were dozens more that followed. In Alexandria, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
News.
WMAL News at 3. I'm Maria Leaf. The scene around the baseball field in the Del Rey section of Alexandria still very active this afternoon after five people were shot during practice for the annual congressional baseball game tomorrow.
Owen Britton was just about to leave the YMCA around the corner from the field.
Someone said, "Don't go outside. There's a man with a gun." And I looked outside and saw the man with the gun,
who he says was crouched behind bleachers, moving methodically.
He seemed to me to be focused on shooting at the assumed Capitol Police officers who were behind a black SUV.
Those officers, says Chief Matt Verderosa, are doing okay.
I would categorize from what I've been informed that they're in good condition.
Police are still working on the background of the shooter, James Hodgkinson, but FBI Special Agent in Charge Tim Slater confirms.
This is a secure community at this point.
In Alexandria, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And we have learned the congressional baseball game will go on tomorrow as scheduled. New this hour, MedStar Washington Hospital Center now says that Steve Scalise is in critical condition.
The assailant has now died.
I'm WMAL's Heather Curtis. President Donald Trump praises the Capitol Police for taking him down.
Many lives would have been lost if not for the heroic actions of the two Capitol Police officers who took down the gunman despite sustaining gunshot wounds.
He also thanks the brave first responders from Alexandria Police and Fire, and in a time of political division.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The House convened earlier this afternoon. This is Speaker Paul Ryan.
We are united in our shock. We are united in our anguish. An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us.
And we have complete coverage of today's shooting on WMAL.com and our Facebook page, WMAL DC. Yesterday's shooting spree has one Republican member of Congress telling WMAL he's planning to pack heat regardless of the law.
It's going to be in my pocket from this day forward. It's got all the punch you need.
New York GOP Congressman Chris Collins talks big, but current gun laws both on the Hill and in D.C. as a whole would make him a criminal for doing that. Some GOP members are looking for exemptions.
I'm all for members of Congress having the right to carry in the district, but I also think that it's important that their staff have the right to carry as well.
George Lyons, a longtime D.C. gun rights advocate, he told Mornings on the Mall he doesn't see the laws changing as long as Democrats have the power to stop it in the Senate. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.